Looking over the middle, pressure coming, has to heave it, and it's intercepted. Coming the other way, and going for six is Jamarcus Ingram. A 30-yard interception return for a touchdown. Tua's third pick of the night.
We'll make that the play of the game.
Yeah,
Jamarcus Ingram, pick six. Who's the last pick six the Bills had?
Ooh.
You have it top of mind?
Their last pick six. Micah Hyde had one against the Chiefs a few years ago. But that's way long ago.
It might be the last one, but that's a long time ago. Highlights of the game brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next.
That's a good question. Did A.J. Epinesa have one, maybe?
He did, last year against Washington, week three.
Yep, there you go.
Is that the most recent one? All right.
A.J. Epinesa. So.
Unless there was one later in the season.
I'll double check, but I don't remember one later in the year. So I think I would bet that Epinesa one is correct.
803-0550, thinking about Tua today, of course.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be a couple days of this, too. It's not only that it happened, it happened in a primetime window again.
Yeah, the last one was Thursday Night Football also, I think, right. the Bengal one,
and,
at least.
You know, I hope Bills fans aren't sensitive to the Bills aren't getting enough attention paid to them. They dominate the Dolphins, and it's all about Tua. I mean, you know, this is a big deal. It's a big deal. It's not just any player getting knocked out with a concussion. It was a year-long story.
And it was another one of them where he's on the field.
The fencing
and
response.
It's just the fencing response. Yeah. The visual of the fencing response, I think, doesn't make the concussion more severe than anybody else's concussion, but it makes it hit harder.
Yeah, because we've seen it before, and we put it this way. You know the name of it. You've seen it enough.
Right, I didn't know what it was last time.
And you've seen it from him, and you know it's called the fencer's response or the fencing. We know that. It's the kind of thing that you wish you didn't have to know, but you kind of do.
And I feel like the players did, too, because he's down like that, and
Dolphins
it was
on a knee immediately.
Instant. The Bills players and the Dolphins players immediately went down to a knee because I think everybody knows the history. Everybody probably saw that play against Cincinnati 2 years ago that was scary. So, yeah.
One quick thing before we get to calls. So during the game, again, it's a full on national broadcast. Everyone's watching it, and our buddy Andrew Filippone in Pittsburgh tweets that when he sees Josh Allen, he thinks of a poor man's Ben Roethlisberger. I don't think he was attempting to be insulting. I responded with, Josh Allen's better than Ben Roethlisberger ever was. And...
Uh-huh.
That's not... Let me ask you honestly.
I
don't know if Pittsburgh has found me saying that yet. That's not controversial, right? I mean, I watched Ben Roethlisberger play.
Oh, it's going to be controversial.
Is it? Josh Allen's better than Ben Roethlisberger ever was.
I agree with you.
I mean, he doesn't have the Super Bowls.
That's the thing.
But
he has two Super Bowls. That's what's going to make it controversial.
Okay. Isn't he better than Ben?
I think he's better than Ben Roethlisberger was. Ben Roethlisberger was great. I'm trying to forget a little bit how bad he was at the end.
He
Prime
was great.
Roethlisberger was great. But was he... No. No. Allen's better. I think Allen's better.
Roethlisberger in his first season won 13 consecutive games. 13-0.
Yeah.
You know what he threw for in those games? He threw 17 touchdowns. In 13 games.
Game manager.
Yeah.
Then year two, he won the Super Bowl?
Year two...
Yeah, what's his biggest... No. What's his biggest statistical season? Does he have a 5,000-yard passing season?
He has one, yes, at age 36, but that's because he threw the ball 675 times.
That's wild. Did he ever win MVP? I don't think he ever won MVP.
He did not. In fact, I think he...
Did he ever finish close?
He's never even first-team All-Pro, although that's tough because, you know, you got Brady and Manning.
But wait a minute. That's the Allen point, though.
Right.
Mahomes. You had Brady and Manning. I feel like Allen is one of the Brady or Manning.
That's right.
So I would make that point about Herbert or about, you know, is there a better name? Lamar Jackson's won MVPs. Tua, whatever. An AFC quarterback that's really good, great even, that, he's great, but man, he played in the same conference as Mahomes and Allen did.
Yeah, he was tough.
Roethlisberger was the third guy.
He was tough as nails. He was
tough, and he was the Steeler quarterback, and he won a lot, and he won Super Bowls. He was great, but yeah,
But Josh is better.
Yeah, I do think it's going to be controversial.
You think when Pittsburgh gets a hold of that tweet, they're coming for me?
Yeah, Pittsburgh's going to do the ring counting. I think the second that they discover it.
They're allowed to talk to me when their offense gets a touchdown this year.
Roethlisberger, by the way, his third season, he had 18 touchdowns and 23 interceptions.
Right, a different era. It Yikes. Is a little bit of that. Dan in Pittsburgh. Hey, Dan. Uh-oh. Hey, Dan. Morning.
Hey, I'm a Bills fan. This all kind of happened while I was on hold, but I actually was like doing my morning Twitter scroll and saw Pony's tweet and laughed out loud at your response because it's something me and my friends go at each other for all the time. I mean, they're not even remotely close. I mean, Ben was good, but Allen,
he was great. He was great, but right.
Exactly. Allen's just an athletic freak compared to him. It's two completely different players. But I didn't even want to talk about that. I'm just happy that the McDermott haters are drowning in their own tears today.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
It's pretty clear that the football gods don't want us to have nice things at middle linebacker. It's like ridiculous how these guys are just dropping like flies, but it's so impressive to see how they're able to just next man up, go and go. It was a great game last night. The one problem, I guess like the one complaint I have, and hand up, I'm watching the game on my couch while Joe Brady's scoring 31 points in the NFL. But all these like second and short runs just kind of drive me crazy because I feel like it's the perfect time to kind of take a shot. And if we're second and one, if we don't hit our shot play, Josh Allen's going to get a first down on third and one, fourth and one. It's basically guaranteed. So I feel like we're almost kind of wasting a play there. And that's really my only complaint about the game. And honestly, I just feel so bad for Tua. It really made a 20-plus point win against the Dolphins almost deflating because he's just a great, great human being. And he played great last year, earned all his guarantees. So I feel like no one can blame him if he decides to hang it up, because if I was his family member, I would not want him playing football again. Great quarterback, great guy, but it just sucks to see.
Yep. Thanks, Dan. Yeah, I mean, there's the black cloud hanging over Miami right now that is not only can't beat the Bills, starting quarterback is out, but it's not, you know, he tore a bicep. It's not ACL. These are injuries that guys can come back from. This is maybe he should never play again by choice. Maybe he should have already chosen to do that.
And part of that, by the way, is this might, you know, this is already going to be a thing with him. What is his quality of living going to be when he's, you know, in his 50s and 60s? If he's had, how many? He's had 4 documented concussions. If he's had 10 concussions and 3 of them were that bad, that everyone can see it when it happened. Just there's a quality of living point to be made here about Tua, which is why he would make the decision, right? Like if he decides like I'm gonna walk away, I can't believe anybody's gonna blame him for it.
Tyler, go ahead.
By the way, were we wrong on what the last pick six was?
Rasul Douglas against the Patriots.
Yes, there was one against the Patriots with Bailey Zappi. They're also their last pick six. They had one against Tua before. Former All-Pro corner for the Bills. Caught a pick six against Tua. Who was it?
I don't know.
Is it Josh Norman?
Josh Norman.
Okay, Josh Norman.
Josh Norman had a pick six against Tua a couple years ago.
On the Brady point, I fully anticipate. Like, listen, today's the day, it's Victory Friday, to fly high. And I'll probably even up my expectations for this team because of how good this defense has been, can be. I do anticipate struggles/arguments about that, about second down, second and short runs. I do anticipate still wondering about the guys on the outside. Curtis Samuel, who's down on the depth chart. Maybe they're still bringing him along slowly, but he did not get a lot of snaps. He got 7 snaps. It's not a lot. The Bills did play one tight end a lot of the first half, only Kincaid or Knox. But right now the offense is Shakir and Kincaid, which is what we knew it was going to be. And the other auxiliary piece is, you know, you're getting some contributions. Last night, they didn't need to. So it's very important to say they didn't need to. They couldn't get the ball to the outside to a receiver. And I hope that's not a problem going forward. I hope that we're not in a playoff game here talking about second and one, second and short runs when they could use some explosive plays. They got their explosives yesterday. And you know, the second and one is conservative. They're playing a style of ball protection football that is working. Will it always work? No. And then that's when, you know, we'll be ready to see what else they can do. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Break time. Mo, Mark, Dan, we'll keep buzzing phone calls. Sal's joining us at 9. Of course, the team, everybody got back pretty late last night, so we let Sal sleep a little bit longer. It is Victory Friday on WGR. Jeremy and Joe, give us a ring.
Tua back to pass, looking deep down the right sideline. He overshot it, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Christian Benford. He overshot the intended receiver and had all time in the pocket. He just misfired, Eric. A costly INT. The second in three possessions for Tua.